describe the statistical analyses that should precede the multiple regression analysis and what you would be looking for when doing each. Starts with data cleaning. You should make sure that your data are free of outliers and skewness that's going to disrupt its representational utility and disrupt the statistical outcomes you get because your data don't match the assumptions. Next, you want to look at the univariate statistics, the mean and the standard deviation, and you want to decide whether or not your sample data seems to have come from the target population. You want to pick those variables that have been used to define the target population in the past, see if your folks look like their folks. You then want to extend this idea to the bivariate relationships. You want to know if the correlations between your predictors and the criterion look like they do from the target population. Also, it's very useful to ask if the correlations among the predictors in your sample look like they should as members of the target population. The reason is external validity. You want to make sure that your sample looks like it's supposed to. Then it's time to start doing fancy stuff.
If you're doing a study and you, I can see like for the means and standard deviation how you can find out whether it looks like a target population. But if you're trying to do an experiment where you're looking at the correlations and stuff, you might not have that information.
Your stuff is almost certainly going to be a combination of replication of other people's things and new things you have added. You're right. Anything new that you've added, this is the first time anybody's looked at the correlation between these two variables, there's not going to be. But the rest of it, if you're careful and you really know your literature, there's going to be at least bits and pieces. Here's five studies that looked at the relationship between anxiety and performance. They got around a 0.65. Look, I've got a 0.94. Shit. There's something going on. So, you're right. Unless you're running a straight replication of something that's been replicated 20 times, you're not going to have all of your stuff. But there's always some of it. There's always some of it. And even if it's not the variables you're focusing on, if your sample has the wrong age, or it's got a funky mean on the dependent variable or something like that, it can just tell you to be cautious as you go forward. You rarely stop doing analyses because you run into something funky, but you do try and figure out why it might have been funky. Spent some time reading a dissertation this weekend. Some of the correlations just didn't look the same. So I asked the person to go back and tell me either methodologically or sampling-wise what was different. Oh, I forgot to mention in the dissertation proposal that the earlier work had all but been done with mothers of children under 14 years of age. This work was being done with both mothers and fathers up to and including 18. Well, they might not be perfectly parallel. In fact, here's an opportunity to learn stuff. Okay? The reason that the decision was made was to simply increase the sample size. But as we talked about, sometimes it's that act of desperation to increase the sample size that dramatically changes the population. Now, that was not going to appear anywhere, and I didn't know enough about the content to ask. There were some red faces on the rest of the committee. But it was discovered by following number 10. Okay? This shit don't match. Well, why? Well, for very simple reasons. Okay? Great question. But no, it's not all going to be there, or your study's not very interesting.